You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the source of all life, and he came to earth to bring us life. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, In Time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our second week of the Christmas series, In Time. But before we start, let me just greet everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. Alam ko po, medyo excited na tayo, no? In 12 days, it will be Christmas Day. Pero, ang iniisip ko nga lang po, but siguro baka itinatanong nyo, bakit in time? Well, in time for what? In time for what? Well, in time of uncertainty, in time of challenges in life, in time of the unknown. What we are facing right now is something that we've never experienced before. Di po ba? Yung the way we are celebrating Christmas this time is so different from the way we celebrated Christmas last year. Kung tatatandaan nyo po, by the time this year, last year, no, ganitong panahon, second week of December, naku, napakadaming Christmas party na po ang inabutan natin. And some of us are so hilong-hilo na sa kaka-attend ng Christmas party, and yet, this year, wala pa siguro po tayo natin na ni isang Christmas party. And what is life without a party? Oh, what is life without parties, di ba? And so, to some people, importante po maunawa natin, ano ba yung life? Meron po bang buhay even during this time, sa ganitong panahon ng pandemic? Well, to some people, they would say, ball is life. Ball is life. As long as nakakapaglaro sila ng basketball, okay lang. Or to the ladies naman, sinasabi nila, kilay is life. Okay, pero problema pag yung kilay mo, kagaya ng kilay ko, kalahati lang. No, kailangan mo talaga magaling mag-drawing. But to other people naman, food is life. Okay, kailangan may pagkain palagi. And they'd rather eat than sleep. Okay? And to other people naman, kagaya ni Pastor Mar, among us is life. Now, baka hindi niyo po alam kung ano yung among us, tanungin niyo naman po yung mga anak ninyo, ano po ba yung among us? It's a game that you can also play. Alright? And then dahil nga malamig na ang panahon ngayon, to some people, love is life. But let us look at what Jesus is saying about life. So let me invite you to open your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 4, and then we'll jump to verse 14 hanggang 18. Let's read it. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. I ask that you would give us a revelation of what life is really all about. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, again, when you think about it, people are saying this is life. But Jesus said, Jesus is life. From the text we read, that is what the point of this idea is, that in time like this, we can still know that Jesus is life. We can still find purpose and meaning in Jesus. So let us look at how, but the question we want to ask is, how do we get to this life? Paano po natin makukuha yung life na sinasabi na pinapromise ni Jesus? How do we experience life in the midst of all this trouble? In time like this, in time of uncertainties, in time of difficulties, in time of the unknown, how do we live our lives? Well, Jesus said, okay, in verse 14, the Word became flesh. This is my first point. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Ano po ba yung implication nito? How do we get life? How do we get this life? Well, by Jesus, the Word becoming flesh and dwelt among us. Okay? Let's read verse 14 in the ESV again. Sabi ng ESV, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Let us just stay right there. Ano po bang ibig sabihin nito? What this means though, I want to make sure that we understand that Jesus is already God. Okay, he was God from eternity. From eternity, from the beginning, before the beginning, before there was a beginning, Jesus already existed. He is God. So when he became human, he did not give up his divinity. Okay, that is the beauty of this. What is happening right here in the incarnation is a term that we never use. We will not see it in the Bible. The incarnation is a term that was coined during the 300 to 400 AD so that people will understand who Jesus is. Because there are people who would deny either the deity or the divine, the divinity of Jesus, or they would deny the humanity of Jesus. And the church fathers understood that we need to coin a term so that people will not get confused of what this means when the Word became flesh. That is very important. So what they are saying is that Jesus, the divine being, the second person of the Trinity, actually took on a second nature. Look at that. Listen to that. Okay, let that sink in. The God who was the Word that was spoken in Genesis, that spoke life into creation, that everything in verse 3 says, nothing was created. Okay, nothing was created without Him. Everything was created through Him and by Him. If you will read that in verse 3, all things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. So even before, this is the Word. This is the Word at the very beginning. This is Jesus. At the very beginning, He's God. And yet, that God who created everything took on another nature, the human nature. And He became that baby in the manger. The most powerful being has now become a human being just like you and me. Let's read it in the NLT. Okay, itong sabi doon sa NLT. So the Word became human and made His home among us. Now, I'd like us to really look at this because the Word of God is saying that He made His home among us. Right? Not only did He become human, not only did He take on another nature, but He dwelt among us. He made His home among us. The eternal God made His dwelling among us. Let's read it in the Amplified Version to para mas lalo natin maintindihan. Sabi dito, the Word, which is Christ, became flesh, or human, or incarnate, and tabernacled. Okay, I want to deal with that word. Tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, and lived a while among us. I'd like just to understand that. Okay, that word tabernacled. That word tabernacle in English is actually a noun. Diba? Tabernacle, it's a place where, you know, where God dwelt in the Old Testament. But in Greek, actually, the word can be a noun and can be a verb. And this one, what John used here in verse 14, dwelt is actually a verb. It says, dwelt among us. Ibig po sabihin that Jesus, the living God, actually now lived among us. Okay, ibig po sabihin, He was here, right here, right now. He was with them. And why, what is the importance of that? Well, ito po, para po maintindihan lang natin. No? When Jesus, during the time of Moses, during the Old Testament time, God's presence was with them. Okay, when they created the tabernacle, when they were traveling for 40 years in the wilderness, there was this tabernacle that God asked them to create so that His presence would dwell. And that is what we see in Exodus 40, where the glory of God filled the tabernacle. And that is that the glory of God. Okay, nandun po yung presence of God. And now it's the same word, okay, that is used in John, where it says, God tabernacled with us. Now, that's the amazing thing because when you go to, the temple that was created by Solomon, that the presence of God again was there. The presence of God was in the temple. And then when the temple was destroyed at 722 BC, and then they built another temple at 516 BC, the presence of God was no longer there. Even the greatest temple that Herod built, the presence of God wasn't there anymore until Jesus came in human flesh and tabernacled with us. That's what that means. And then it says here, we saw His glory. When did, John was reporting that they saw the glory of God. Because that's what they saw. Okay, they saw this smoke filling the temple so that they know that the presence of God was there. And they know that God was among them. And then the same thing in the temple. So here, how did John and the apostles and the disciples saw the glory of God? Well, pag tinignan niyo po yung the Gospel of John, Okay, makikita niyo po dito, pagka may ginagawang miracle si Jesus, it's actually the glory of God being seen. In chapter 2, we see the miracle of the wedding of Cana. They saw the glory of God when He turned the water into wine. And then when He healed the invalid in chapter 5, okay, they saw the glory of God. And then when Jesus did not condemn the adulterous woman in chapter 8, when He said, "Where are those who condemn you?" And then she said, "There are no more. Neither do I condemn you." That is the glory of God. And then when He healed a blind man from birth in chapter 9, that is the glory of God. And when He resurrected Lazarus from the dead, that was the glory of God. When He washed the feet of the disciples, that was the glory of God. They saw the glory of God. And this is the God who dwelt among us. What is the implication of the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us today? Few things. Okay, as we put this into application, He can understand us. He can relate to us. He knows what it means to be rejected. He knows what it means to be in need. He knows what it means to be tired. He knows what it means to be hungry. He knows what it means to be rejected. He knows what it means to be betrayed. He can understand us. That is why He dwelt among us. That is why He took on our nature. We are very much like Him. He was very much like us, except in the area of sin. That is what it means. And He can communicate with us. And lastly, He is fully human and He is fully God. In times like this, it is important to understand that we have a God who can sympathize with us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us so that He can sympathize with us. So that He can actually feel what you are feeling right now at this time of pandemic. He's thinking, you know, in this Christmas season, that baby in the manger can actually understand what we are feeling right now. That is how life can be given to us. That is how life was brought to us when Jesus came into that manger. Next, what else? What kind of life is Jesus giving us? Well, the verse says He is full of grace and truth. Again, let's go back to verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Whoa, full of grace and truth. Okay? NLT says, he used another word. He says, He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. That God, when He was born right there in the manger, was already full of love. Was already full of loving faithfulness. He didn't need anyone to fill Him up. Do you understand what I'm saying? What God is saying in this verse is that Jesus is already filled. He's full. He doesn't need us to fill Him up. And yet, He actually gave us something, all right? And this is what it says in verse 16. Look at this. Verse 16 says, all right, "And from His fullness," again, that word again, "from His fullness," because He's already full. He doesn't need anything. Yes, He was a baby in a manger because that is human nature, but His divinity was still there. He was full. "And the glory of God and the wisdom of God and the fullness of God dwelt in that baby. And from His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." Grace upon grace. Whoa. You know, this baby who was born in the manger is full of grace, and He has given us grace upon grace. Whatever grace we need today, whatever grace we need in whatever situation we're in today, God has already given us this grace because of His fullness. Then when you, when you remember the word grace, lagi natin sinasabi, but these unmerited favors, this is something we have received without working for it. Here's another meaning ng grace, no? God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. God has given us all. He sustains us. He has given us grace upon grace. So whatever you are feeling today, whatever, you know, lack that you are feeling today, whatever dryness you're feeling today, let me tell you that grace upon grace is available for you today. Isn't that amazing? That is why this Christmas, in time of Christmas, we can rejoice and celebrate the goodness of God because we have received His grace. And I love what He said in John chapter 6, okay? Sabi niya, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. You know, that's the exact same word that Jesus used when He talked to a woman at the well in chapter 4. And this is what He said. Let me read it to you. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him, he will never be thirsty again. And the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Oh, I love that verse. It reminds me of a song when I was young in the Lord. I've got this river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison's door and set the captives free. I got this river of life flowing over me. You know, we have that. If you have Jesus in you, you have that. And look at this. Verse chapter 7, it says, so whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Streams of living water. You already have that in you. And sometimes we think that parties will fill us up. Sometimes we think that people will fill us up. Sometimes we think that things will fill us up. But Jesus is saying to you today, in time like this, you can still celebrate Christmas. You know why? Because you already have the spring of living water in you. I hope that we will let this living water flow out from our being so that others can see and taste and feel the grace of God in our lives. I hope and pray that you would let this living water swell up from your life so that people will be able to see the grace of God this Christmas. Again, let's ask the question, what is the implication of the Word being full of grace and truth? In time of difficulties, it is comforting to know that we have a God who can sustain us. See, we do not need things to sustain us. We do not need people to sustain us. You know why? Because people that we hope that will sustain us are also looking for someone or something to sustain them this year. Alam mo, iniisip ko nga, ano ba yung mga nagsusustain sa mga sasakyan? Di ba, pag may sasakyan ka, hindi naman tatakbo yan ng walang, may nagsusustain sa pagtakbo ng sasakyan. Ano yun? Gasolina. Hindi lang gasolina, kailangan may battery. Diba? Kailangan may oil. Ang dami pong ginagamit so that yung sasakyan ko tumatakbo. What is, you know, what is causing you to live your life right now? What is sustaining you? I mean, we've been in quarantine for the last 10 months. Or 9 months. What has sustained you in the last 9 months? I hope and pray that Jesus is the one that is sustaining you because you have this river of life, spring of living water within you. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have the life, that they may have life and have it to the full. That is the promise of Jesus. Jesus promises this life. But again, the question is, how do we get this life? How do we get this life? Maybe you're listening here. Maybe you're watching here today and you're wondering, how I want that life. I want that life that, you know, I want that spring of living water within me. Because I feel so dried. I'm so dried up. I'm ready to quit. You know, there's nothing sustaining me. Let me tell you something. Someone can sustain you. And his name is Jesus. Verse 4, it says, in him was life. And life, and the life was the light of men. By the way, the light, we will talk about that next week. But this time, we just want to focus in him. Okay, in him. Ibig sabihin, life can only be found in him. Apart from Jesus, there is no life. Ball is life? Well, when the ball is gone, there's no more life. Kilay is life? Well, when there's no more kilay, there's no more life. To some people, jowa is life. But there's no jowa, wala nang life. You know what? There is a life that will always sustain you. And the real life is Jesus. In him was life. Apart from him, there's no life. That is why in the NLT it says here, okay, the word gave life to everything that was created. There is no life apart from Jesus. And I hope you are understanding what this verse is saying. It's Jesus saying this to us. He is life. There is no life apart from him. And the life that he's talking about here is not just life here now. This is eternal life. This is life eternal. This is something that will sustain you to eternity. It's not just for this, you know, the end of 2020. Some people are actually having this idea of canceling Christmas 2020. No, we do not have to succumb to that. We do not have to agree to that. You know why? Because there is this God who was born in a manger, who was a baby. But that baby, and that baby resides the divinity of God. The most powerful being in the universe. And the verse is saying, there is life in him. And apart from him, if you are outside of him, there is no life. But if you are in him, there is life. That's why I love what 1 John says. Same author. As I land this preaching today, this is what John says in 1 John. And this is what God has testified. Isn't that amazing? This is God testifying. This is God witnessing. This is God saying, this is the reality. Better listen up. He has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Who is the Son? Jesus. The Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. That is so clear that if you do not have Jesus in your life, you do not have life. But if you have Jesus in your life, you have this eternal life. Why? Because Jesus is life. Apart from Jesus, there's really no life. It is sad when I hear people say that I cannot live my life without this person. I cannot live my life without this thing. I cannot live my life if I don't have this. I'm not saying that those feelings are not valid. But what I'm saying is that there is life in Jesus. And that real life, it can only be found in him. And as we celebrate Christmas, this is my prayer for all of us. This Christmas, let us pursue to know Jesus, the giver and sustainer of life. This Christmas, Let us pursue to know Jesus, the giver and the sustainer of life. I just want to pray for some of us here today. Maybe you're here today and you're feeling that you are so dried up, that you're ready to quit, that you have given it all in the last 10 months and they have nothing else to give. Let me tell you something. You need to come to Jesus because He will fill you up with a spring of living water, and it will well up within you and it will come into eternal life. Jesus wants to do that to you this Christmas. That is why you can celebrate Christmas 2020, because Jesus came. He became flesh so that He can sustain you and can sympathize with you and give you this living water that will quench your thirst and you will never thirst again. Let me just pray for you right now. Why don't you just bow down your heads and close your eyes and just come to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, remind me. Remind me, Lord God, that if I am a believer, I have this spring of living water residing within me. And Lord, let this living water spring up, Lord God, life from me. Lord, let this river of life refresh me, sustain me, and quench all my thirst. Lord, thank you that you will do that for me today. Thank you that this Christmas, I can enjoy this living water to sustain me. I can enjoy life because I have Jesus who is the giver of life and who is life Himself. And I also just want to pray for some of us here today, and maybe you're looking to people to sustain you. You're looking for things to sustain you. You know what? Why don't you just come to Jesus? He wants to sustain you. He wants to fill you up. He wants to give you the bread of life. Just come to Him right now. Ask Him. And one last group of people I want to pray for today. I do not want you to leave this place today without understanding that this God, the creator of the universe, came, became a baby, grew up, experienced hunger, thirst, and everything else that we all human beings experience. And He died on the cross for you. He did not just come so that He will be born. No, He came so that He could die so that you can have life. And if you're here today, and you have never surrendered your life to Jesus, today is the day of your salvation. Why don't you bow down your heads and close your eyes and let me pray for you right now. Say, Lord Jesus, just say this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for for coming and becoming human so that you could live and die and resurrect again so that I could have life. As I surrender my life to you today, I pray, will you please give me peace and joy and forgiveness of my sins? Thank you for the gift of eternal life. And from this day on, I pray that you would help me walk in accordance to your word and your promises. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I just want to greet everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas. And I pray that this Christmas, let us pursue to know Jesus, the giver and the sustainer of life. The Lord bless you and see you again next week. And let me just pray a blessing for everyone. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.